chatting to Michael from J-Tape, who's based in Macclesfield. How are you, Michael? You all right, mate?
I'm doing well, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, not bad at all. So for the people who don't know who J-Tape are, who are you?
We're a local business. We're making manufacture masking products for car respraying in the main. We've been based in Macclesfield, well, initially since 2003, and moved to Goostrey and then back into Macclesfield about 10 years ago, where we've really sort of increased the business and looked to supply masking products into the automotive business.
Fantastic. But you're doing something a little bit special now, aren't you?
We are, yes. We looked, during one of the recent calls, we sort of said, what should we be doing to help the current situation? And we looked at what raw materials we're using, what facilities we had, and the next thing, we sort of created the face shield using some of the products and facilities that we've already got in place in our factory. So it was really just changing what we did to try and meet a need.
So we've got one of these. Well, we've got two of these face visors here, and I've got to say, yours are very, very comfortable to wear. Really comfortable. Has anybody else told you that?
It is some of the very good feedback we've had from. Actually, on the website, you'll see a picture of Gabby, who's a nurse in Liverpool, and it was one of the major things that she came back with straight away, said that they'd worn them during a shift, and people hadn't hardly realised they had them on, because they are that lightweight, and really comfortable, and I think in this time we heard very early on that people were struggling with the visors, and they were getting bruises and things from them all the time, because they were too heavy, cumbersome, and that type of thing. So the lightweight nature of it really does meet a need.
Well, we're a fan of them here at Cheshire Silk 106.9. But you're doing a competition that we've got completely on board with, because at the moment, please don't be offended, but they look a little bit... right? I would let you explain what the competition is, because this is amazing.
Definitely. What we're looking to do is we want school children, adults, whoever, to actually redesign the headband for the actual visor, for the actual face shield. Yes, you're right. It is very sort of staid. It's very J-Tape, very corporate. And what we want to do is make the carer smile, make people who are wearing them sort of smile, and the people who actually see them wearing them. And so we're actually going to do. Put the competition out, allow people to redesign the band, and then we will print some and actually let them be supplied into a place of your choice, really.
So that's really cool, that. So this is a potentially life-saving piece of equipment for frontline workers, and I can see that people are going to be wearing these going shopping as well, because they're so lightweight to wear anyway. So this thing is going to save people's lives. And for the fact that children and adults and anybody who fancies the chances of getting their own design on the headband bit of this piece of kit is phenomenal. Already, I want to put my design in there, but it won't be allowed.
As one of the judges, Darren, you can't do. But but definitely, anyone else who wants to have a go certainly can do. And what you do is you go to our website, download the entry form, and there is a picture of the face shield being worn. And it shows you the area where you need to colour in, because obviously we've got to leave it, for the most part of it, free of any colours or anything, so that people can see what they're doing. But there's an area where you do your design, and it can be anything. And as I say, what we'll do is afterwards, when we've chosen the winners, we will create that design for you to have yourself, and also to supply into a place of your choice.
Fantastic. And also, there's a link to that on our website as well, on silk1069.com. Michael from J-Tape, thank you very much. And no doubt we'll chat again over the phone when we get round to choosing a winner, because I'm one of the judges.
Yeah, no, look forward to that, Darren. And hopefully everyone gets on board and really interested in what we're doing.
All right, thanks very much, Michael. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Darren. Bye now.